Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahuchisite with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Modi addresses Ghana's parliament, hails democratic ties. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla calls urban local bodies one of democracy's strongest pillars. Advisor Mathang Yantan underscores need for digital boost in grassroots farming. And Nagaland to host first Dr. T.R. Junior National Girls Football Championship in November. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed the Parliament of the Republic of Ghana, highlighting the strong relationship between the two countries. Speaking on democracy, Prime Minister Modi described India as the mother of democracy, stressing the importance of openness and dialogue in a democratic setup.
हमारे लिए लोकतंत्र एक सिस्टम नहीं बल्कि संस्कार है हजारों वर्षों से लोकतंत्र ने भारतीय समाज को निरंतर गति दी है वी हैव एग्जांपल्स ऑफ सेंटर्स लाइक वैशाली द ऋग्वेदा वन ऑफ द वर्ल्ड्स ओल्डेस्ट स्क्रिप्चर्स
Mr. Modi highlighted India's vast diversity as a strength of its democratic fabric, asserting 20 different parties governing different states, 22 official languages, and thousands of dialects. He hailed Ghana for its enduring commitment to democracy, dignity, and resilience, calling it a beacon of inspiration for the African continent. Mr. Modi called for credible reforms in global governance to amplify the Global South's voice.
The world is also facing new and complex crises such as climate change, pandemics, terrorism and cybersecurity. The changing circumstances demand credible and effective reforms in global governance. Progress cannot come without giving voice to the Global South. We need more than slogans. We need action.
Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi paid tribute to Ghana's founding president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, at Nkrumah Memorial Park. He also interacted with the Indian diaspora in Ghana's capital, Accra. After concluding his successful visit to Ghana, Mr. Modi has left for Trinidad and Tobago on the second leg of his five-nation tour. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today called urban local bodies, ULBs, one of the strongest pillars of democracy. Addressing the first national-level conference of chairpersons of ULBs in the states and union territories being held in Haryana, he said, strengthening these institutions will help fulfill the needs and aspirations of the people.
नगरीय सरकार लोकतंत्र का सबसे मजबूत स्तंभ है आम जनता से अगर सीधा संवाद है तो नगरीय सरकार के प्रतिनिधियों से है हमारी नगरीय सरकार में जितना लोकतंत्र सशक्त होगा उतने ही हम लोकतंत्र के माध्यम से अपने अपने क्षेत्र की जनता की अपेक्षाएं आकांक्षाओं को पूरा कर पाएंगे
Terming it the responsibility of everyone to strengthen the country's democratic institutions, Mr. Birla emphasized upon the smooth functioning of houses from parliament to ULBs to reinforce democracy. The two-day conference will discuss critical issues including making municipal governance more effective, improving public delivery and contribution of ULBs in achieving the goal of Developed India 2047. Advisor Agriculture Mathang Yantan has underscored the importance of boosting digital capacity at the grassroots level. Speaking at the launch of the Digital Agriculture Central Command Centre at the Directorate of Agriculture in Kohima yesterday, he urged field officers to leverage technology for real-time data collection and timely support to farmers. He said the command center developed under the department's digital agriculture mission in the first phase will serve as a nerve center for real-time data-driven decision-making and digital service delivery to farmers across the state. The advisor commended the launch as a step towards transforming farming practices, productivity and rural livelihoods. The initiative includes GIS, remote sensing, mobile applications and a centralized server. The Directorate of Health and Family Welfare has announced that the General Nurse and Midwife course will be discontinued from the 2025-26 academic session. In its place, BSc Nursing courses will begin at the three upgraded colleges of nursing at Naga Hospital Authority Kohima, District Hospital Dimapur and Dr. Im Kong Liba Memorial District Hospital Mokokchung. Admissions will be conducted through the Common University Entrance Test UG and seats will be allotted through the Directorate of Technical Education. Candidates have been advised to visit necessary websites in due course for updates. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, EIR News Alerts and EIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, EIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. National Health Mission Nagaland today conducted a one-day training on free diagnostic services for laboratory technicians across the state in collaboration with the Regional Resource Centre Northeast, RRCNE, Guwahati. Speaking at the event in Kohima, Director RRCNE Dr. Raj Prabha Mokhtan stressed the critical role of laboratory services in both clinical and preventive healthcare. Dr. Mokhtan emphasized the need for improving lab services, noting that the next phase of the National Health Mission from 2025 to 2030 will place greater emphasis on artificial intelligence and e-health. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar questioned Western nations for not supporting India's position on terrorism and stressed the need for a more unified global response. Replying to queries during a media briefing in Washington, Dr. Jaishankar said that it is a fact that often countries do not take a position when some other countries are victims of terrorism, which they would do when they themselves are.
We have, in that respect, honestly been much more consistent and principled. That we have, when terrorist incidents, attacks happen elsewhere, outside India, we have largely followed the same position that we have taken when they have happened in India, which is why it's important to speak up and which is why it's important to carry them with us.
Following confirmed cases of African swine fever in Pongjin and Hum Le Kong villages, Deputy Commissioner Longlin has declared both areas as infected zones. A 10-kilometer radius from the infected premises is marked as the surveillance zone. To contain the outbreak, the DC has placed certain restrictions, including bans on slaughter of pigs, import and export of pigs and piglets, as well as on transport of pigs and pork until further notice. Additional Deputy Commissioner of Longlin, Alongviman Jamir, has issued a strict order prohibiting the unlawful dumping of animal carcasses at the Longlin Town Council Municipal Dumping Site or any open spaces within the municipal limits. The directive comes after reports of pigs and other animal carcasses being improperly discarded at the site, posing serious public health risk and causing environmental pollution. The ADC noted that, as per Central Pollution Control Board guidelines, animal carcasses must be disposed of using approved methods like incineration or deep burial. Similarly, the solid waste management rules of the Ministry of Environment, Forests and Climate Change mandate proper disposal of all waste. The ADC cautioned that violators of the order will face legal penalties under relevant laws. Nagaland will host the first edition of Dr. T. Au Junior National Girls Football Championship 2025 in the second week of November. This was approved by the Executive Committee of the All India Football Federation, AIFF, during a meeting at New Delhi yesterday. It may be mentioned that AIFF had officially renamed the Junior National Girls Championship in honour of the first captain of India's Olympic football team in September last year. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prime Minister Modi addresses Ghana's parliament, hails democratic ties. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla calls urban local bodies one of democracy's strongest pillars. Advisor Mathang Yantan underscores need for digital boost in grassroots farming. And Nagaland to host first Dr. T. Au Junior National Girls Football Championship in November. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.